USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans filing new unemployment claims decreased to just over 700,000 last week as the economy continues to suffer the effects of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Jobless claims were hovering around 200,000 per week pre-pandemic. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering Republican gains in the U.S. House, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress. It will be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement.
Judges in Arizona and Pennsylvania hearing lawsuits from the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee regarding ballots being improperly discarded in both states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Many hospitals are at or near capacity as the spread of the coronavirus intensifies across the nation. The U.S. reported more than 144,000 new infections yesterday, the eighth straight day that number has been exceeding 100,000. Just over 1,400 people died, which is renewing claims of a possible lockdown, to which Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"We would like to stay away from that, Robin, because there is no appetite for locking down on the American public, but I believe that we can do it without a lockdown. I really do."
Fauci, one of the nation's top infectious disease experts. Seven peacekeepers, including five Americans, are dead after a helicopter crashed in Egypt. One American survived the crash and is being treated. Coalition forces say soldiers were from the U.S., France, and Czech Republic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump continues to contest the election, but if Joe Biden is sworn into office next January 20th, he would likely issue a flood of executive orders on abortion, the climate, and immigration. Biden has also indicated that he would join the Paris Climate Accords and also take us back to the 2016-2015 foreign policy, much of the same that was under former President Barack Obama. H.R. McMaster tells Fox News he believes this would be a huge mistake.
Yeah, it would be a really big mistake, Brett, to try to turn the clock back to 2016 and resurrect the Iran nuclear deal. The Iran nuclear deal was a political disaster masquerading as a diplomatic triumph. It was a fundamentally flawed agreement, but what it didn't do, and it didn't consider really two fundamental issues that we have to take into consideration when you're dealing with Iran. First of all, the hostile ideology of the regime, the ideology of the revolution. And secondly, this four-decade-long proxy war against us and these big payoffs to Iran when the deal was signed, as well as the relief of sanctions. What did they do with that money? They applied that money to intensifying the sectarian violence across the region in an effort really to put a proxy army on the border of Israel.
McMaster, former national security advisor under President Trump. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.